We're sponsored by K.E. Sellers, Tyler's Old World Style Boutique Winery, in the French Quarter on South Broadway, across from the mall, and near Lindale on Highway 69, about a half mile south of I-20. 2 weeks ago, I talked about the pathology and negative impact upon the Republic attendant to the absence of fathers in American households. That piece was written as a result of a commercial that ran during the telecast of Super Bowl 47. Yesterday, USA Today ran a related editorial responding to a proposal concerning universal access to free preschool as put forth in President Obama's State of the Union address. Said USA Today, quote, "In the eyes of many parents and most educators, starting a child's schooling before kindergarten is an indisputable virtue. So it's hardly surprising that President Obama used his State of the Union address to call for extending that middle and upper class habit to all children at government expense. But before the checks go out, it would be wise to consider a broader question. Can the middle class experience be replicated that easily?" End quote. I believe the answer to that question is no. The USA Today piece ran under the subheadline, "Fragile Families Harm Children's Development." And it goes on to detail many of the same grim statistics regarding dropping out of school, drug addiction, teen pregnancy, gang involvement, crime, and chronic unemployment that I believe is directly attributable to children growing up in homes that suffer in the absence of one or both parents, usually the father. The piece in USA Today concludes by saying, quote, "So sure, explore Obama's plan to expand quality preschool and make sure kids aren't then dumped into failing elementary schools. But don't miss the core problem. The primary engine of social advancement has always been the family, and it is breaking down." End quote. It is not often that I agree with the editorial page of USA Today, but they nailed this one. And that's why I'm not enthused by the prospect of a federal program to provide low-cost or no-cost preschool. I believe that such a program is nothing more than another example of the cure exacerbating the disease. It's along lines such as these that the sharp debate between liberals and conservatives regarding the role of government is framed. In 1965, unwed births in the black community had risen to 24%, an alarming statistic. Today, that number stands at a staggering 73%. The question is, why? Well, you can't dismiss the correlation between the expansion of such government benefits as welfare, food stamps, and direct aid to pregnant mothers that either began or were greatly expanded starting in 1965, and the concurrent diminishment of the role of fathers in American households. When there is only limited assistance available to a woman who becomes pregnant and bears a child, the consequences of recreational sex in an otherwise uncommitted relationship are more carefully considered. Mitigate those consequences, however, with free food, free prenatal care, free child care, free school lunches, and free housing assistance, and the downside to hopping into bed is less likely to be a behavior-limiting factor. Further, since government has proved willing to substantially replace many of the things that mothers at one time counted on a man to provide, such as the income and the presence necessary to help meet the burdens attendant to raising children, there's less incentive for women to weed out the men that won't meet that responsibility. And thus, less incentive for men to behave in ways so as to avoid being weeded out. Thus, the family breakdown that USA Today correctly laments. One of my favorite quotes comes from British Prime Minister David Cameron, who said, quote, "No amount of government spending can replace the social capital provided by families, churches, charities, and community organizations," end quote. Well said, Prime Minister, and a reasonable argument against expanding the government through a universal preschool entitlement. That's my word. What's yours? Go to YouTellMeTexas.com, and you tell me. Try the wine before you buy it. That's what you can do at a winery that you can't do at a retail store, and K.E. Sellers is a winery. And I have three new wines for you to try. First is the Keepersall 2012 Texas Vit, the latest vintage of the crisp white that I tell you about every time the weather starts getting warm, and that will happen soon enough. Then there's the 2012 Keepersall Viognier, a full-bodied white, excellent on its own or with fish, fruit, or cheese. And then a new wine called Chila. In South Africa, Chila means quitting time, and thus the name is appropriate for this sauterne-style dessert wine. Perfect after dinner, late in the evening. All three of these newly released wines are available for you to try at the tasting bar at KE Cellars. Tell them I sent you, and the nominal $1 tasting fee goes on my tab. Today after work's a good time to get all this done at KE Cellars, Tyler's Old World Style Boutique Winery in the French Quarter on South Broadway across from the mall near Lindale on Highway 69, about a half mile south of I-20, and online at kecellars.com.